What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Art Off the Grid, and Art was telling us a story about this altercation at a supermarket when one of the customers apparently took 15 items through the 10-item lane, and another customer was a little put out about it. So, Art, just pick up the story where you left off.
Okay, so anyway, he says that he walked up very nice and politely. Ma'am, I don't mean to be rude or anything like that. However, and he expressed his displeasure with her abusing the 10 item or less when she had 15 plus items. Well, she claims that he walked up and said, "Hey, you B-I-T-C-A, you son of a B-I-T-C-H." And cussed her and was all rude and obnoxious. And what I found interesting was during this whole interview, they're standing outside the store, both of them standing side by side, being interviewed together, and they're both acting very calm and relaxed and respectful and blah, 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 blah. But she doesn't say anything about his rude comments until she gets home and decides that she's going to go public, so she's going to get on, whether Twitter or wherever, and she's all in tears, and she's boo-hooing, and I'm thinking, okay, first of all, she's standing there side by side with this guy being respectful and all that while she's being interviewed by the news, but then she goes home, and she's all broken up in tears, and she just can barely keep her composure, and something just doesn't seem right with this, and, you know, so I follow this for the past week, waiting and waiting and waiting, and all of a sudden, bam, I get up this morning, and what do we learn? The whole thing was a hoax. This is a Democrat state representative. She's a state legislator for the state of Georgia, 39th yep. District, Southern Cobb County. The whole thing was made up, and what's really interesting was, and this is one of the things that caught me right at the very beginning, was they never gave the man's name.
Yeah.
Didn't give any information. Just that he was rude and obnoxious and was racist. But it turns out this guy is a Democrat, anti-Trumper, hates Trump with a passion. The whole thing turned out to be a lie and a fraud. Folks, this is what we're dealing with. They are literally creating their own narratives now and staging these little racist tit-tits, whatever you want to call them, at your local grocery stores and places like that. Seriously? This is what we're dealing with. This is the degree to which they've taken this. So as far as I'm concerned, they can scream somebody was racist or what. I don't believe it. You're lying. I am so sick of this. Every time this crap comes up, all we need is a week to prove it was a lie.
Yep.
Every bit of this. And I'm going to say it. I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. I'm 56 freaking years old. I survived the race riots of the 60s and 70s. I survived all of the crap that we went through during those time periods, and it wasn't fun. And I don't want to repeat it again. But we had a nice 20, 25 years. I traveled all around this country for 30-plus years. But we had a good 20, 25 years. Race was never a problem. I have been from coast to coast, from southern border to northern border. There's very few places, very few states in this country I've not been to. I think there's only 5 states I've not been to. One is Hawaii, one is Alaska, and the other 3 are continental. Oh, I'm sorry, Puerto Rico is one of them. So the other two, there's only like a couple continental states I've never been to, but I've been to all of the others. I've had 33 years of getting to play all around this country, and I have never seen race as an issue like we see it today. And where did it all begin? It began in Washington when the politicians in Washington decided to rehash an old argument that failed in the 60s, it failed in the 70s, and it should be failing today. Why in the hell is this such a problem? Because it takes politicians to make things a problem. All of this gay crap that we've seen over the past 5 years or so, homosexuality was really not a problem. Gay bias really was not a problem until some jackass politician made it a problem.
Folks, yes.
This is what we're dealing with. This is where we stop it. And if we don't stop it, we're done. The American experiment will have failed. And like your previous caller and you, Mike, I have all but given up hope on saving this country. I'm at the point where I'm beginning to believe it's just not worth saving. Let's get on. Let's have a revolution. Let's spill the blood we got to spill. Hang the bastards we need to hang and move on.
Yep. You're absolutely right. You know, I've been watching this country deteriorate and rot away for close to 30 years. Actually, longer than that if you go back to the assassination of John F. Kennedy. And I was very, in hindsight, very naive. And I thought that there was the occasional bad person in government. And then I had my little situation with Vince Foster, and I began to see how incredibly corrupted all the way through and through that government is. Basically, it looks like the merging of government with organized crime. They seem to operate like an organized crime gang.
And the corporation.
With the corporations, hand in hand, right. Hand in glove with the corporations and the intelligence agencies.
It's just a big criminal cartel, and
yep.
We are just ones. We are
makes
just
El Chapo look like a piker.
Yeah, right. Anyway, Mike, appreciate it. Have a great one.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. And the phone lines are open. 800-313-9443. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network here. Getting on back to the international news, the war of words between Ankara and Washington, D.C. is escalating, and Ankara has warned it will retaliate in kind if the U.S. imposes sanctions on Turkey over its purchase of Russian S-400 defense systems, while Moscow has hinted at a potential expansion of defense cooperation with Turkey. Now, the first deliveries of the Russian S-400 defense systems arrived earlier in July as part of this deal, which the U.S. hated. And after the deliveries began, the U.S. cut Turkey off from its F-35 program, stating that the stealth fighter cannot coexist along the Russian air defense systems. Well, they may have just done Turkey a big favor. So, Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu said in an interview, "If the United States portrays an adversarial attitude toward us, we will take retaliatory measures as we've told them. This is not a threat or a bluff." Now, the other day, we were talking about how down in Israel, there were some illegal home demolitions by Israeli soldiers, and they were enjoying it and, you know, laughing, which I guess when Israelis blow something up, they like to dance around it. And so they were out there celebrating their victory. Meanwhile, over at the New York Times, they reported on the demolition. They couldn't ignore the story. There were simply too many homes involved. But once again, tried to spin the story to present Israel's brutal actions in the best possible way and muffled the voices of the victims. So this is Isabel Kirshner. And I guess she's got the Israel beat, but she's biased. We're seeing this bias all over the place here. Over in the Western Pacific, we have a situation here where South Korea is claiming that warning shots were fired after Russian military aircraft violated their airspace. Now, this is South Korea, not North Korea. The Republic of Korea's Air Force fired warning shots after Russian military aircraft allegedly violated the country's airspace twice early today. This according to Yonhap News Agency reports, citing officers from the Joint Chiefs of Staff. South Korean F-15K and KF-16 fighter jets were scrambled after two Chinese and three Russian aircraft approached the Republic of Korea Air Defense Identification Zone over the Sea of Japan on Tuesday morning. While the Chinese only entered the identification zone, one of the Russian aircraft allegedly flew too close to the islets of Dokdo and actually breached the South Korean airspace twice for about 3 minutes, forcing South Korean forces to fire the warning shots. I would have thought getting on Guard Channel and just saying, hey, get out of here, would be good enough. Anyway, Moscow has a slightly different view of the incident, saying that the Russian bombers did not violate airspace and the South Korean pilots acted unprofessionally, and that they were dangerously crossing the path of the Russian bombers, who were on a routine mission over international waters. So, hard to know who's telling the truth and who's lying here. But all it's going to take is one mistake. It's going to be incredible. Up in North Korea, leader Kim Jong-un inspected a large, newly built submarine, according to state news agency KCNA. That happened earlier today. And the significance is that it may signal development, continued development, of a submarine-launched ballistic missile program, which we know that North Korea was working on. They've already built one submarine that can fire, I think, it's two sub-launched ballistic missiles. So Kim inspected the operational and tactical data and combat weapon systems of the new submarine that was built under, quote, his special attention, end quote, and will be operational in the waters off the East Coast. KCNA said the submarine's operational deployment was near. Looks like they're at the point of kicking the tires on this thing. Okay. Russian and Chinese strategic bombers have flown their first mission together over the Sea of Japan and the East China Sea. Tokyo and Seoul are up in arms, but Moscow points out it's all within international rules and regulations. Two Russian Tupolev 95MS and two Chinese Xeon H6 bombers patrolled a pre-planned route above the Sea of Japan and the East China Sea, strictly in accordance with international law. Now, Seoul is claiming the bombers breached its air defense identification zone. Moscow insists this designation is not supported by international rules and that no third country's airspace was violated. Over in China, their riots are getting more and more violent. Apparently, there's the Chinese equivalent of the brown shirts who are running in and attacking the protesters with steel rods, just beating the heck out of them at a Hong Kong train station. So, anyway, down in Puerto Rico, hundreds of thousands of Puerto Ricans have taken to the streets of San Juan. They're protesting for the governor to step down, and the protests are growing because Puerto Rico Governor Ricardo Rossello is vowing to stay in office. Now, he has announced he's not going to run for re-election, but he's refusing to leave office. Meanwhile, the police in Puerto Rico are using soft rubber bullets and tear gas at protesters. And apparently more than 500,000 people took to the streets of San Juan yesterday. Officers moved in at around 11 p.m. to break up those still in the old city. So Governor Rossello is saying he will not seek re-election, and he is stepping down as head of the new Progressive Party. So the pressure's building on him. Apparently, Governor Ricardo Rosselli was given an interview on Fox News, and it didn't go very well. He came across as not fully prepared for the very difficult questions he faced. That's bad, bad stuff here. Okay, over in Venezuela, Venezuela's Communications Information Minister Jorge Rodriguez has released a video proving that, yes, in point of fact, the U.S. spy plane, an EP-3E, had in fact violated Venezuelan airspace a second time in 3 days, and the total of 78 such violations have taken place since the start of this year, and that's why they sent the Venezuelan Sukhoi 30 out there to basically chase it out of their space. Of course, the U.S. is saying, no, of course not. We wouldn't violate anybody's armed space. The Venezuelans are being unprofessional. Now, as we mentioned during the show yesterday, Venezuela suffered another massive blackout, most of the country. And oddly enough, according to the story in Russia Today, the preliminary probe into the incident has suggested the existence of an electromagnetic attack that sought to affect the hydroelectric generation system of Guyana, the main provider of the service in the country. So authorities are struggling to resolve the crisis. Meanwhile, the U.S.-backed opposition leader Juan Guaido is exploiting the power outage to once again attack his political opponent, accusing President Maduro of destroying the country's electrical system. Of course, he's got to wait for the power to come back on before he can do that here. Alrighty, here's a little bit of a whoopsie, and the U.S. is saying it probably isn't all that big of a deal, but the European Space Agency published information on the location of secret U.S. reconnaissance satellites in geostationary orbit using data provided by Russian research centers. So according to a status report on geosynchronous objects as of January 1st, 2019, based on orbital data in ESA's DISCOS database and orbital data provided by Russia's JSC Vimpel Interstate Corporation, the Keldysh Institute for Applied Mathematics and the JSC Astronomical Scientific Center, out of the 1,578 objects for which orbital data are available, 529 are actively controlled, 831 are drifting above, below, or through the geosynchronous plane, 195 are in a libration orbit, and 21 are in a highly inclined orbit. In particular, the ESA document pinpoints the location of secret U.S. satellites, including GSAP, Orion, Mercury, and Clio, which have not been cataloged by U.S. STRATCOM. So they're out there. All right, let's grab ourselves a phone call. James in Vancouver, welcome to the show. I may have to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Oh, yeah, I wanted to ask, yesterday you mentioned something about the Boeing engineers that got laid off or fired. Is that?
Yeah. It was a phone call that we received and also followed up by an article basically saying that, you know, Boeing has created a huge mess by firing the trained, experienced white male engineers and replacing them with lower paid people from other countries who have the H-1 B-1 visas, but they don't have the experience and training that the people they replaced did.
This is not a good deal.
No, and this could kill Boeing. If not, it's definitely going to be limping for years.
You knew about the great Kelly Johnson of Lockheed, right?
Yes, Clarence.
Yeah, well, guys like that are not so easy to find, and it behooves the aircraft companies to hang on to people like that.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, the 737 MAX is a disaster. People don't want to fly in it anymore. Boeing's long-term economic figures are being downgraded by the various ratings agencies. And frankly, the article that we wrote the other day really says it all. If that plane isn't flying now, it's never going to fly. They can't fix that problem. Because okay, listen, we got to take a break for commercials, James. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you after these few words.
AncientLifeOil.com. For your CBD needs, Just remember, ancientlifeoil.com. What does it do for the body, you ask? I can't say, do the people in the suits that run the industry. Big Pharma's all over CBD because of its H-E... Well, you know what I mean. Research the benefits of CBD on Google and come back to ancientlifeoil.com and purchase your CBD today. Non-GMO and all organic. You don't want to be using a petroleum product. You want to be using the cleanest CBD product on the market. ancientlifeoil.com. We even have CBD for your pet. Help your pet's discomfort. Help your discomfort. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Newly reduced prices to pass off the savings to the most important person, you. ancientlifeoil.com. And one more thing. We have topicals, too. So if you have joint pain and some different issues that are going on in your body, you might want to use a topical. Think about it. ancientlifeoil.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking with James in Vancouver. We're talking about the possible future for Boeing and how all of these H-1B visas flooding into the country are, they may be less expensive for these companies to use, but they're not producing the same quality work. And I think that the Boeing 737 MAX really proves that. And a lot of people are now getting very nervous about all the Boeing products because they've all had problems lately that go back to the design and engineering. Now, some can be fixed with retrofitted equipment, but this mistake they made with these super large engines pushed forward on the wing, I don't know if that's got an easy solution. Anyway, James, sort of take it away here.
Well, yeah, they changed the engine mounts, I think, and you can't do that and still have the same weight and balance that you had before. I'm a commercial pilot, but I don't fly jets, but one of my instructors ended up flying jets, and he said to me that the weight and balance on a jet is much more complicated than if you're flying, say, a twin-engine Cessna or something like that.
Yes.
It was bad enough to do weight and balance for, say, a Cessna, but, someone who designed that is not a pilot. okay? I think this is, or they just don't have the time put into the, they don't have that practical experience or that know-how, you see.
Yeah.
This is what it sounds like to me. If I may, there's another thing I wanted to ask about. Elon Musk, apparently a couple of days ago, said that by next year, we can all get onto the shopping mall, if I understood it correctly, and we can all get implants. Did you hear about that?
Are you talking about his project to interface computers to our brain?
Well, yeah, he called it neural something. I mean, it sounded, you know,
okay.
You know, neural. You heard that? Did you?
I did hear that.
Yeah, okay, well, see, you mentioned yesterday in the program that many of the U.S. service people are committing suicide.
Yes.
And, or, you know, a high percentage. And I'm wondering if these enlisted people don't have that set up already.
Well, I mean, the military puts the conscripts through, you know, I mean, there's basic training, there's mandatory force medication, much of which is experimental, and then, of course, there's the combat experience itself.
Yeah. Well, I think they should back off on some of that experimental stuff, because I knew guys in combat in Vietnam, and, I mean, this is taking it to the, these guys have a job to do. You know, and playing around with them, I don't think that's a fair game. I think, you know, if they're expected to go into combat and they're expected to endure a stressful situation, and they shouldn't be played with. This is my my point.
Well, I don't think it's as much a matter of playing with them as trying to find the best combination to create the soldier of the future. And unfortunately, the military brass does have a tendency to view the individual soldier or sailor or air person as a disposable unit.
Yeah, but that's not going to work either, I think. I think we both know that. That's not the way, you know, that's not going to do anything for the country in the long run. Like, look at all the wars. I mean, what I'm getting at is that presumably they should learn from one generation to another, right? That, the military people, they're an asset to the country, and retired military or people who've been in combat, this should be looked at more as an asset rather than, well, we'll just get rid of them. You see what I'm saying?
Well, you know, the military is a self-perpetuating entity. That's why Eisenhower called it the military-industrial complex. And as long as they have access to so much money, and as long as Congress gets their kickbacks and campaign contributions, you know, the big money is always going to win. And the only way that's ever going to change is if we do get into a major war that we lose.
Yeah, I understand that, but, well, I mean, Ike knew a lot about what was going on, that's for sure, and it may have been why some people told me, at least my friends down in the States, they said that Ike was the best president we ever had. So,
well, he was certainly one of the most anti-war presidents we had, because he'd seen what war was. Okay, we got to let you go here,
right,
James. We've got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extend-O-V. When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly 1 million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And apparently, the military is engaged in some kind of secret operation around Washington, D.C., and apparently it included helicopters. And apparently, the Pentagon accidentally exposed this classified flight mission while requesting funds from Congress. Apparently, they're running out of money. They need another $1.5 million to pay for air crews and maintenance for 10 Black Hawk helicopters to be run out of a base near Washington, D.C. So the mission is secret enough to require a sensitive, compartmented information facility to be built at Davison Army Airfield in Fort Belvoir, Virginia, 20 miles from the Capitol. Now, SEIFs are ultra-secure facilities that allow their occupants to handle classified material without concern for electronic eavesdropping or any other interception. I think they used to call them Tempest Vaults. All right, turning to the economic news here, Rashida Tlaib, not happy with a $15 minimum wage, is now out there saying it should be a $20 federal minimum wage. And apparently one other Democrat wannabe is signing on to that one as well. Now, it's a complex issue because we keep hearing that higher wages and salaries are putting a stress on employers. And on the other hand, if we don't get more money into the hands of the American worker, they're not going to be able to buy the products that are being sold in those stores anyway. I think a big part of the problem are the sky-high salaries of the upper management, and that there does need to be a rebalancing, if you will. All right, all the way back on January 8th, 1835, there was an announcement made. Gentlemen, the national debt is paid. And that is the only time it was ever said in this government. And it took 174 years for the U.S. government debt to rack up to an eye-watering $11 trillion in 2009. Then it took only another 10 years to double that. What's wrong with this picture? Well, to politicians, it's like it's not their money. They just raised the debt ceiling for 2 years. And I'll make a prediction right now. It won't come and back down. Trump backed off on this, the spending cuts that were supposed to happen. Kind of makes it like the word budget doesn't even apply anymore. But we're not going to have another record-setting government shutdown. And, you know, the White House had demanded major spending cuts in exchange for a new budget deal. But they backed down on that one. So instead of the $150 billion in new spending cuts recently demanded by White House Acting Budget Director Russell Voigt, the agreement would include a significantly lower amount of reductions. And these reductions aren't expected to represent actual spending cuts, in part because most would take place in future years and likely be reversed by Congress at a later date. They're just going through the motions. The problem with our economy here isn't how much money the billionaires have, it's how much the politicians are spending. And they spend like it's no tomorrow because they don't have to pay it back. They want military toys and they want their emoluments here. All right, let's grab a phone call. Kevin in West Virginia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mr. Mike. You were talking about minimum wage a little while ago, and I agree with everything that you're saying. But I have a thing that I say, and I'm curious if you agree with what I think. And my saying goes, I'm all for equal opportunity, but I'm not for equal outcomes because you have to put the work in. I agree there should be an equal ball field playing field, but I don't agree with everybody ending with the same result because you have to put in what you want out of it, and that goes with life. And that goes with everything.
Well, in theory, if you're doing an excellent job, you know, you'd get a raise above the minimum wage.
You're absolutely right. I mean, but there's nothing all for, I mean, I hear it all the time. You know, we should all for equality. Sure, I can go along with that, but I'm not for equal outcomes. Not even at the, you know, not even at the slightest. Because you got to work for what you want. You got to put
I agree with you. And unfortunately, going all the way back to affirmative action, equality of outcome was determined to be politically more expedient than equality of opportunity because you couldn't really prove the opportunities were equal. You'd have people saying, oh, I'm still at a disadvantage, I'm still this, I'm still that. So instead, they settled for equality of outcome. And that, of course, disincentivized the entire country.
Totally. I want to throw something out at you, what I'm personally trying to do. Of course, you know that I'm losing my eyesight due to this disease I have. I'm trying to get the state to go to Little Rock, Arkansas, for me to get training on life skills and things like that, you know, so I can become independent, so I can give back. I'm tired of being on Social Security and only getting $1,000 a month. I'm better than that. And I just want to give back for people that helped me, but I can't even get the state to get the training that I need. I mean, this is, you know, we're too busy worrying about how the illegals and this. Here, I'm a natural born citizen. I didn't ask to lose my eyesight. I'm just asking for help so I can give back to the country. I mean, that's what I thought our Social Security system was for, not to be a handout for every, you know, everybody. I mean, that's my question.
Well, Kevin, technically that money you're getting in that check from Social Security is your money to begin with. So it's not really a handout. It's not supposed to be dealt with like it's a handout.
Right. I mean, that's the issue that I'm having, and I'm trying my butt off to get down the road to get what I need, because there's nothing. I live really close to D.C. There's nothing here for me. Nothing. I'm going to come back to a place, to a little country town, get in trouble or wind up in, you know, just ended up doing, because that's the only thing that's here. I mean, you know, everybody see, hear my plea. I'm trying to get help, and this is what our country's turned into. The people that need the help, we can't get it. We just can't get it, and we need it.
Yeah, all the help is going to the illegal immigrants and the refugees. I mean, they're getting better treatment from the government than legal American citizens.
I mean, I just wanted to throw that out there and have something personal for you, for somebody else, you know, for you just, and everybody else to see. Wow, you know, blind guy trying to get help, and the state won't even help. Won't even help. And I'm stuck in society's cracks, and here I'm pushed off to the sides like, you know what, you're no useful for the state. You know, go over here and don't bother us. That's what this government has made me personally feel like. I know that's wrong, but that's how I feel like I've been treated. And I'm a natural born citizen here, and I can't get the help because somebody who's not supposed to be here gets priority or you know, over somebody like me. And I'm a young guy, Mr. Mike. I'm only 35. I'm young. I should have done this years ago to get the help that I needed, but now I'm actually grown up a little bit and took my head out of my butt and just trying to do the right thing. Just trying. And this is how hard it is for somebody in this country. Like I said, I'm all for equal opportunity, but not for equal outcomes. I just want to be able to get on the ball field. That's all.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the phone call, and I wish you a lot of luck, and I hope that somebody does step in and give you just enough of a boost to get you down the road, get you the training that you need to do what you're going to do. So thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Excuse me for a second. Talking about the economic news here, a lot of people are still looking at Deutsche Bank and studying just how it got from there to here. Deutsche Bank, of course, is back in the news because of their 18,000 job cuts. But you need to understand that a decade ago during the financial crisis, Deutsche Bank got a Federal Reserve bailout of $354 billion. And again, I think all of this bailout and money printing and money creation is indicative of a flawed process. Okay, story, and I mentioned this earlier, this is reported in Russia Today. International ratings agencies Fitch and Moody's have downgraded their outlooks for Boeing aircraft from stable to negative, citing uncertainty and delays in the plane maker's 737 MAX jets return to service. I'd say there'd be uncertainties. If they're not flying now, I don't think they will be. So the revision follows Boeing's nearly $5 billion in quarterly losses related to the grounding of the jets over two recent deadly crashes. The MAX situation also presents significant public relations challenges, and the impact on Boeing's reputation and brand will be a watch item for the next year or more. I would say easily 5 years. It estimates that consolidated debt for the company will rise by almost $10 billion to nearly $24 billion by the end of this year. So somebody was being penny wise and pound foolish. They saved a few bucks on those salaries for these H-1B workers. And they've created aircraft that have serious problems. Dreamliner had problems. The 737 MAX has problems. We don't know what's going to happen with the 777X. But I would say that somebody needs to really go over those airframes. But again, the problem with the 737 MAX, it's fundamental to the airflow. That guy who called in was a commercial pilot. He's absolutely right. When you're figuring out load and airflow and center of gravity and center of lift, it's one thing on a slow little, you know, Cessna, and it's quite another on a big jet, where the mere flow of air across the surface creates its own aerodynamic pressure. And where they've erred is getting these larger engines that are supposed to be more fuel efficient, and rather than raise up the landing gear or some other solution, they simply push these engines out on their nacelles out to the front of the wing. So they're leading the wing rather than mostly under the wing. And they extended the nose gear a little bit as well. That took care of the engines clearing the ground, but it creates a problem. Because now those engine nacelles, those are catching the air. And they're going to push up. And if you're also got that that avionics issue, where you're getting the angle of attack unmatch warning, which these planes didn't have installed, yeah, you can spin that plane out of control very quickly. All righty, down in Minnesota, there was this millionaire who made headlines last year when he revealed he was able to collect $300 a month in food stamps for over 19 months using a loophole in the USDA's Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Now, property owner Rob Undersander from Waite Park, Minnesota, really ruffled feathers in his home state when he applied for and received SNAP benefits despite owning $1 million in assets. Undersander didn't need the assistance. In fact, he donated the funds to his church and other charities. He just wanted to show that there was, in fact, waste within the system. So the Democrats are now very angry that he exposed the system was less than perfect. And now Donald Trump is pursuing a rule change that would cut down on the waste and remove 3.1 million people from food stamps. They're going to have to prove their income need. They're going to have to pass a review of their income and assets to find out if they're eligible for free food from SNAP, which I think is going to be a good thing, because we do know that there are people out there who like to cheat the system. The only free food I ever got from the church was from the government was my Reagan cheese. And it was good cheese. GNC, General Nutrition Centers, is planning to close up to 900 stores, nearly half of them in mall locations. We have one down here at the bottom of the hill. So this Pittsburgh-based health and wellness chain says that nearly half of the closures will happen in mall locations. Nearly 200 stores have already been shut down so far this year. GNC currently has 4,100 locations nationwide, so they're getting ready to close down almost a quarter of their locations. Now, Nissan is slashing over 10,000 jobs globally. That's 7% of its entire workforce. And a lot of industry experts were looking at retailmageddon or carmageddon and saying it's a temporary hiccup. Obviously, Nissan disagrees, and they are massively cutting costs. So Yeah, Claire and I were passing the little car lot down here at the bottom of the hill. It's just full of cars. They're all getting dusty. Anyway, over in Bradenton, Florida, this guy was panhandling. And this owner of a landscape business offered to pay him $15 an hour to do yard work. The panhandler said no. So the man came back with his own sign saying, I offered him $15 an hour for work, and he said no. We've got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So, have you heard of heavy metals? I'm not talking about the heavy metals in the junkyard. I'm talking about the heavy metals that build up in your body. Heavy metals in your body can make you feel sluggish, fatigued, and just plain off. Why not try Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com? Cleansing your body and making you feel great. No, not cleansing the outside of your body, but cleansing the inside of your body of intruders that sneak their way into you and set up an intruder camp. Life Change Tea helps remove unwanted intruder camps. Brew it, steep it, and drink in the results. Tastes great so you can create a new health habit. Our tea loves to help people. It just needs the chance. So order yours today by logging on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our Life Change Super Strength Tea is waiting. This could be a beautiful relationship. Take charge of your health. Order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I sort of teased this in a phone call earlier. And we know that these leftist-run cities like Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, Los Angeles have been in the news in recent months because of policies that aid and abet homelessness. And these policies focus on the decriminalization aspect of homelessness. Local police and enforcement agencies are no longer empowered to clear the streets and keep public areas free of the filth, debris, trash, drug paraphernalia, disease, rodents, and human waste created by these masses of humanity. But apparently the liberal enclave of Austin in Deep Red, Texas, is now showing the same symptoms, which is basically telling us all this is, in fact, politics. It's the political philosophy that leads in this direction. Okay, we're going to grab a phone call from Eric in Tennessee. Aloha, Eric. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, you always said that all wars are bankers' wars, correct?
Yep.
Well, the best way to get away from that is quit using the bankers and you start using the cryptocurrencies.
Well, it might have an effect. Unfortunately, most of your corporations, I'd like to see the Federal Reserve go away. Okay, but
why would you?
Like the military-industrial complex, Wall Street protects itself at all costs.
Well, that's for sure. That's for sure. Hey, another point. When you guys get to Indiana, I hope you have a place to go to, and if you don't, you have a place here. We talked about that before.
Yes, we did.
But I do have plenty of winter clothing for Claire especially, and I probably could dig out some things for you too, so you won't have to worry about buying a bunch of winter clothing.
Well, Eric, I really appreciate it. We've got our family in Indiana. They're already looking at rental properties for us to get us all set up. The biggest situation is it's just a huge, huge amount of work to get this place cleaned out. And our moving company is showing up, to take what we're going. And we have to leave most of what we have behind.
Do you pay a freight shipping charge on a, run a, like a box thing to put stuff on a ship to ship it over?
We hired a moving company because Claire and I are physically not able to carry a lot of this stuff, and we don't have anybody helping us at this end. And also,
right.
This company, they'll actually wrap things like the TV sets, and it's covered by insurance. So if they drop and break something, we can get a replacement at the other end. In fact, they even made a point of saying anything that we pack for ourselves will not be covered by the insurance, so I'm going to let them pack up the computers.
Yeah, let them pack everything. That's the best way to do it.
Yeah, but there's still the stuff that we're not taking that I got to find a new home for and give it away, and I wrecked my back a couple of weeks ago. It's taking a very long time to heal, and of course Claire's back it's rough.
I've done that myself, Eric.
You know, we're going to be hitting the ground in Indiana right about the 1st of September, and I'm sure that Claire would be very grateful for any warm clothes because she doesn't handle the cold very well. All right, we've got to take a break.
Email me or okay.
I certainly will. I kept your address. It's in the move file. We got to take a break for station identification.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.